我们所有的教会一起动员来支持这个提案。
All the churches work together about, on this Proposition 8.
然后我们去开会的时候，我们也发现我们教会也在这个当中。
When we went to the meeting, that we are also our church is also a participant in this meeting.
当我们看到我们教会的所出的人力、所奉献的金钱，我们可以看到在湾区其实是蛮不错的。
Based on our participation and the money that we donated to the campaign, that we actually did a very good job.
我们甚至进食祷告。
And we also fasted.
然后当投票的时候，我们感谢赞美主，我们多数通过了。
And so when the ballot was casted, that we thanked the Lord, we praised the Lord.
但是这场战争是一个没有停止的战争。
But this battle is, has not ended. It's a lasting war.
因为一些同性恋的激进团体开始上诉法庭，要推翻这个投票的结果。
Because there are many gay organizations that are trying to overturn the result of the people.
所以我们教会在这个时刻，我们更要警醒，我们不能够放松。
So at this time, that our church to need to be even more alert about this special proposition.
因为做决定的日子就在后天。
Because the decision, the date of the decision is on Tuesday.
因为在礼拜二的时候，法官，加州最高法院的法官要做出最后的裁决，到底这个法案可不可以成立。
And on Tuesday of this week, the justices of the California Supreme Court is going to decide if they're going to uphold this proposition results.
这是关乎到加州，也关乎到美国，更关乎到全世界，所以这是一个非常重要的决定。
This is a very critical decision that's going to affect the lives in California and as well as those in the overall nation.
所以我现在我愿意花一点的时间，我们大家来为这件事情祷告。
So I'd like to spend some time now and let's all pray for this particular decision.
请我们大家一同起立。
Please stand.
我们就来为八号提案来祷告。
Let's pray for this Proposition 8.
希望法官他能够脑筋变清楚了。
We're praying for the justice to have a very clear mind.
他能够知道什么是一个正确的事情，什么是一个不正确的事情。
Help them to understand what is right and what is wrong.
能够在礼拜二的时候能够做出正确的决定。
And to help them to make the right decision on Tuesday.
我们大家，我们一同同声来祷告，我们为八号提案来祷告。
Let's pray out loud.
我想一二三，我们开始好吗？一二三，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们为这八号提案，我们再次要来到你的面前。哦，我们要来向你来呼求，主耶稣啊，求你来抓住法官的手，抓住他的心，哦，让他真知道哦，这样子的提案哦，是符合大部分人的哦这心理的想法，而且是合乎神你自己的设计，对婚姻的设计。哦，主啊，要让婚姻设立就是一男一女的结合。主耶稣，求你在这件事情上面掌权。哈利路亚，主啊，让礼拜二的时候法官所做出来的，主啊，都是一个正确的，哦，是一个合乎你旨意的一个决定。主耶稣，求你的灵感动这七位大法官，哦，让他们在审理的时候，让他们在最后的关头的时候，真的能够哦心里面能够明白过来，哦，你的爱向他们来显现，你的智慧赐给他们，让他们能够成为你的用人，哦，成为你的仆人，能够遵行你的旨意。我们把八号提案再次仰望交托在你的面前，求主你来看顾，你来施恩，你来掌权。哦，不容那些哦法官做出违背你旨意的决定。我们赞美你，愿你在这件事情上面彰显你的大能，彰显你的荣耀。我们谢谢主耶稣，祷告靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。哈利路亚，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们相信教会存在，神有他的旨意。
We truly believe that the existence of church has its special purpose.
有人说教会像一罐盐巴哈。
Some people say that church is like like a bottle of salt.
可以防腐。
It's decay proof.
所以我们就能够保持这个社会的一个纯净。
So we can keep the purity, preserve the purity of the society.
当我们在想到八号提案针对的就是一个家庭的一个攻击。
When we look at the proposition, we know it's an attack on the traditional family.
这也是这恶者今天在这个世界上面重心的重心所在，就是要搅乱家庭，毁坏家庭。
We know this is the only strategy the evil one can have is to attack the families of this world.
有时候你在看在周围的，你会看见一个很和乐、很看起来很好的一个家庭，有孩子、有大人、有小朋友、夫妻。
Many times we see like very happy families. They have adults in the family. They have beautiful children.
然后一点事情或者一些事情，然后就把这个家庭弄碎了。
And something small might just come up, and then that would just break up the family.
然后这个碎的 family 他没有办法自己再 recover 回来。
And they cannot recover from the broken pieces themselves.
所以从大人夫丈夫到妻子到孩子所有的人都 suffer.
So from the husband to the wife and all the children, they all suffer from such brokerage.
这就是恶者今天的轨迹。
And this is the purpose of the evil one these days.
所以我们知道要有健康的家庭才会有健康的社会健康的国家。
So we know that we have to have healthy families in order to have a healthy society and a country.
在教会也是一样，我们必须有健康的家庭，才会有健康的教会。
Same thing with our church. We need to have a healthy families in order to have a healthy church.
因为整个教会就是一家一家组成的。
Because church is built upon various families.
所以我们今天我们要从圣经的角度，我们要来谈所谓的家庭祭坛。
So today we're going to talk about family altar from the perspective of the Bible.
我们要看到那个我先让大家知道哈，我们的这个会讲到哪几个部分。
I'm going to show you what we're going to touch upon.
很简单。
It's very simple.
第一件事情就是全家。
The first thing is the whole family.
是全家为单位的全家。
The unit would be based on the whole family.
第二个第二点我们要讲的就是烛坛。
The second point is to build an altar.
就是在家里面烛坛。
To build an altar in your family, in your household.
全家加上烛坛。
The whole family plus building an altar.
就等于家庭祭坛。
It becomes that the end result is family altar.
有人跟我说，我们的讲道小朋友一定要听得懂。
Some people tell me that in our sermon we need to make sure that our young people will understand what we're talking about.
很简单。
It's very simple.
我们今天就会讲这个。
This is all we're going to talk about today.
好，我们先来讲到什么叫做全家。
So what does it mean by the whole family?
我们可以发现，在圣经里面啊，神的旨意都是在一个家、一个家、一个家。
We can see that from the Bible that God's purpose is always from a whole family.
都是用家为单位，不管他的 work， 不管他的恩典、他的救恩，都是一家一家一家的为一个单位。
His salvation, His grace is all based on the family unit.
讲难听一点，甚至审判也是一家一家为单位来审判。
So even for punishment, or judgment is also based on the family.
所以你可以看到，在圣经里面，有时候爸爸犯罪，全家就被地打开掉下去。
So sometimes we see that in the Bible, it could seem pretty harsh that if the head of the household sins, then the whole family suffers.
这就是神的一个他看见的，就是以家为单位的一个单元。
So this is how God sees us. He bases punishment and grace on the family.
所以大家可以想到，当神设立的所谓第一家庭啊，圣经里面的第一家庭。
So when God set up His first family,
就是亚当这个家庭。
The first family is based on Adam.
爸爸是亚当，妈妈是夏娃，还有很多的孩子数不尽啊。
The first family is started out with.Adam and then Eve and then his many offerings.
所以神给他们的命令，叫他们怎么样，生养众多，遍满地面，治理什么这地。
So the commandment that God gave to this family is that you multiply and then you will rule this land.
要达到这个目的的话，亚当一个人是做不到的。
So in order to reach that commandment, Adam cannot achieve it by himself.
所以他要一个 help.
So he needs a help.
那就是造出了一个叫做夏娃。
So the help is Eve.
然后他们两个呢，在一起，然后他们同房就可以生出孩子们。
So when they're together, then they can multiply, they can have children.
就可以生养众多，然后一起来治理这个神所造的地。
They can have many children together to rule this land.
所以这个工作是交托亚当，但是要他一家来完成。
The work is committed to Adam, but then the commission it has to be achieved by his family.
所以不是一个人的工作，是一家人的工作。
It's not a one person's job, but the whole family's work.
当我们看到挪亚也是，他的蒙召也是一家人蒙召。
So when we look at Noah, the same thing with situation is the whole family.
他全家要进入方舟蒙拯救。
His whole family went into the ark.
有没有人知道圣经第一个字提到家这个字在哪里？
Does anybody know that where in the Bible mentioned the family the first time that it mentioned family?
有人说我们是重视家庭的教会。
Some people say that we're a church that really focus on families.
所以我们每一个人都要知道这个答案在哪里。
So we have to know this answer.
圣经第一次出现家在哪里？
So where does it appear the first time in the Bible?
答案有没有这么好的老师啊？先把答案告诉来，再问问题。
We have very good teachers.
家，第一次出现家的时候就叫做什么？全家。
The first time it was mentioned family is it also referred to as the whole family.
不是一个破的家，是一个全家要进入方舟。
It's not a broken family, it's a whole family.
所以当亚当不是当挪亚他蒙召的时候要进到方舟，所有的人说他的所有的孩子就全家八口就进到方舟里面得救，就是一个整个家庭。
So when Noah was called to the ark, his whole family, not just himself, but his whole family was called, also called to the ark.
我们在父母成长班礼拜二在余文家里面。
We have a parenting class at Yuwen's house on Tuesday.
我们在研究一个问题，为什么每次吃饭的时候就有小朋友叫不来吃饭？
Sometimes we're discussing a problem that sometimes we cannot get our children to eat.
所以这就是一个好像我们怎么这一家少了人呢
？How come we're missing some children from?
吃饭是全家的事情。
Meal time should be for everyone in the family.
不然就不像一个吃饭。
Otherwise, it doesn't look like it's a family meal.
所以我们大家都有这个概念，全家。
So we know that what does it mean by whole family?
当挪亚所有的家人一起进方舟的时候
，When the family of Noah went into the ark,
他们一定会做一件事情。
They would do one thing.
他会点名。
I think he's going to do the
name call. Make sure 八口人都进来了。
He wants to make sure that all his family, his eight families, all
因为他要全家得救。
Because he wants whole family to be saved.
这是一个神的心意。
This is the will of God.
当我们看到后面的创世纪继续写下去，写到罗德他被拯救出索多玛的时候。
And let's continue in Genesis. We see that when Lot left Sodom.
所以他就要出来的时候，他有点迟疑，但天使呢就一直催逼他要赶快出来，因为那个城要毁灭了。
When Lot was leaving the city of Sodom, he was a little bit hesitant, but then the angel just pushed him on.
所以到一个地步呢，他不出来，天使就拉着他的手把他拉出来。
To the point that the angel was dragging him along.
我很喜欢圣经写的，因为他不出来，他太太也不想出来，所以呢，天使拉着他太太的手也出来。
So in the Bible, it also described that his wife didn't want to leave the city either. So the angel also dragged his wife's hand.
他的女儿可能也不想出来，所以圣经再写，他天使拉着他女儿的手出来。
So maybe his daughter did not want to leave either. So in the Bible, it says that the angel dragged him and his wife and his daughter's hands.
我觉得天使好累啊。
The angels was really tiring.
每一个人都拉出来。
He has to track everyone.
但是他会做到一件事情。
But he can do something.
全家都要拉出来。
Because he wants to take the whole family.
不能掉掉一个。
Cannot leave anybody behind.
所以这是一个家的概念，是一个 as a whole， 一个全体的概念。
So this is the concept that we're going to emphasize. It's a whole family.
大家还记得当逾越节的时候，以色列人每一家要杀一只羔羊。
Do we remember that at the Passover that every is the Jewish family they have to sacrifice a lamb?
在正月十号，每一家都要杀一只羊，然后呢，把那个血就涂在那个门框上。
It's on the 10th day of the first month they have to kill a lamb and then spread the lamb's blood on the door frames of their house.
对不起，应该是正月十四号，十四号是把羊选出来了。
It should be the 14th.
所以当他们把羊杀了以后，把门涂在血涂在门框跟门楣上，就代表了这是一个蒙拯救的一个家。
The reason that they do that to spread the lamb's blood on the door frames of the household is to represent that this is a household that's been saved.
所以出埃及记十二章三节那边讲到说，按着你的父家，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
So based on the Genesis chapter 12 verse 3 that based on the family, the number of your family that you have to kill a lamb to sacrifice to the Lord.
这讲到个人要按着父家一家的。
It's according to your father's house.
一家一只。
One per family.
所以这是一个，也是一个全家的一个事情，也不是一个人的事情，也不能少掉一个任何一个人。
So this is related to the whole family matter. It's not just for one person, but the whole family.
圣经里面又有一个故事讲到全家。
There's another story in the Bible that talks about the whole family.
就是讲到当以色列人进到迦南的时候，他们要攻打第一个城，叫做耶利哥。
They talked about when they went to the land of Canaan, and the first city that they're trying to take down is the city of Jericho.
当以色列人就拆了两个探子，约书亚拆了两个探子进到这个耶利哥城去打听一下到底怎么样。
Joshua sent two spies to the Jericho to see how the condition was.
就他们就进到一个人的家里，叫拉合的一个家里。
So they went into the household of Rahab.
就听拉和的分享，就是哇，这个地方的人心都消化，没有胆气了。
According to Rahab, the people in this town are they're all very scared.
我很喜欢这个没有胆气，好像没有胆也没有气了。
I really like the description in Chinese that they seems to like they lost all their galls and.
所以拉和很清楚的知道，以色列人进来真的打的时候呢，他们一定会输。
Because she knows that when the Israelites came in, that they for sure are going to lose the battle.
所以她要善待这些以色列人，好保守他们的生命。
So she wants to treat the spies nicely so that her family can be spared.
后来人家这个耶利哥王派人来抓他们这两个探子。
So afterwards, the king of Jericho sent people to seize these two spies.
就拉合就骗他们说已经逃走了。
And Rahab tried to save them and just lied to the people messengers that they have left already.
所以这两个探子就躲在这个门那个房子里面。
But in reality, that these two spies were hiding in her house.
然后他们就决定一件事情，他们会用绳子把这个两个探子呢从窗户把它垂下去，让他们逃走。
So they decided that they would let these two spies escape through his escape through her window with a rope.
但是他们做了一件事情，讲好一件事情，很重要的事情。
But they agreed upon something.
就是当我们回来的攻打这两个探子回去报信，然后大军来开到要攻打这个城的时候，你那个绳子要留着。
But the two spies told Rahab that there's one thing that she has to remember is to keep this cord that saved them.
因为我们看见这个红色的绳子，我们就知道这一家是帮我们的，所以我们不打他们。
Because this would be a sign for us that when we see this the scarlet cord upon your window, then we know this is the household that has saved us.
当然，我们后面发现这个事情就是这样发生。后来耶利哥城很 easy 就被打就被攻陷了，然后他们就得着耶利哥城。
Later on, we know what happened to the city of Jericho, that they were very easily taken over by Israelis.
所以在约书亚记二章十八节到十九节那边有段经文。
So in Joshua chapter 2,
他们说我们来到这地的时候，你要把这朱红线绳系在垂在我们下去的窗户上，并要使你的父母兄弟弟兄和你父的全家都聚集在你家中，凡出了你家门往街上去的，他的罪必归到自己的头上，与我们无干了。凡在你家里的人，若有人下手害他，流他血的罪就归在我们的头上。
In Joshua chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, it says there, unless when we enter the land, you have tied the scarlet cord in the window through which you have let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and your family into your house, if anyone goes outside of your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him.
所以他要拉合做一件事情。
So they want Rahab to do something.
当我们大军开到的时候，你那个绳子要掉在那边。
When the army came in, they need to see the scarlet cord hanging from the house.
然后你要把你所有的家人全部聚集在这个屋子里面，不可以出门。
And they told her that she has to take all her family into her house and cannot wandering around on the street.
如果有一个人走出去，然后被我们的军队打死的话，我们一概不负责任。
If someone from the family goes out to the street and get killed, they are not responsible.
如果他家有狗有猫的话，出去死了他也不负责任的。
And if they have pets, dog or cats that go out to the street and got killed, it's not their responsibility.
因为这个门就是一个 boundary, 生跟死的 boundary.
Because the door of her household is the boundary of life and death.
这上面有一个绳，红色的绳子。
There is a scarlet cord.
就讲到，特别在这边有预表到耶稣基督一个血的救恩，就好像羔羊的血，红色的。
This is a symbol of Jesus' blood that.The blood of the lamb that saves.
好像以色列人过逾越节的时候，涂了门楣跟门框上有血的这一家就被 saved.
It's like what Israelis do over Passover, that whenever they do the lamb's blood over the door frames of their house, this is a family that is saved.
所以这重点是救恩临到是一家临到的。
So when salvation arrives, it arrives upon one family.
是以整个家为单位。
It's based on the family unit.
好，我们先讲完了，叫做全家。
So now we're done with the understanding of the whole family.
所以我们讲第二个概念。
So we want to talk about the second concept.
叫做筑坛。
That's to build an altar.
我不晓得大家是不是有人这个看过到人家家里面看过那个神坛哈。
I don't know, have you ever seen the altar that people set up in their house?
在上面祭拜一些神明神像哈，一些假神。
Some people put idols on there.
你可以看到有的人真的是非常的早晚都要上香啊什么，反正就是服侍这个坛。
You know, some people are very pious. They serve this altar every day.
然后当我们到美国的时候，我就很不能够理解一件事情。
So when I came to the United States, it's one thing that I couldn't understand.
我们以前在台湾的时候，我看到的坛都是高高在上。
In Taiwan, when we saw the altar, it's always high above.
到美国的时候，看见餐馆的那个坛是在地下。
But then, in the United States, when you go into a restaurant, you always see the altar is like on the bottom.
我是在想说，美国的神明他比较谦卑一点。
I was just wondering how come the gods in the U.S. is like more humble.
但是你们会发现一件事情，不管在上面、在下面、前面，总是有一些东西可以吃的。
But no matter it's high up or on the floor, you can always see something. There's food that's in front of the altar.
保罗说偶像算不得什么。
Paul says that idols do not count.
但是这个人可以看出来，他对这个前进的心，他的那个被抓住。
But you can tell a person's his heart from the way he worships an idol or God.
这一些东西都发生在神的真神的事情后面的这一些信仰这后面的事情。
All this happened behind the true belief in our God.
神所设立的坛远远早过这些偶像。
The altar that God has set up is far beyond all these physical things.
所以当他们在拜的时候是拜错了，拜。但是呢，他那个想拜的那个心，那个是神给每一个人来寻求真神的一个 motivation， 一个 desire， 一个渴慕。
Even though these people are worshiping the wrong idols or wrong gods, but the desire to worship God is put there by our by the real God.
有个神学家说，我们的神造人的时候，在心里面摆了一个，在我们的心上面有一个洞。
Somebody said that when God created us, He created a hole in our heart.
那个洞呢，它的形状很奇怪。
And the shape of the hole is very strange.
你拿世界上所有的东西去对都对不起来，就是洞不会填得满。
There's nothing in this world that can fit that particular hole.
所以只有上帝是那个为量身定做的洞的那个形状，他一放进来，那个洞就满了。
Only God is custom made for that particular hole in your heart.
那你就满足了。
When God enters your heart, you're satisfied.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，他叫我们筑坛。
So when we come before the Lord, he asks us to build him an altar.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当我们在查考圣经的时候，我们发现好几次筑坛都是在一些很大的事情后面他们筑坛了。
As we read the Bible, that many times when big events happen afterwards, they build an altar.
所以这个筑坛常常就带出来是一个对重大事情沉淀之后的一个感恩。
So,To build an altar, a lot of times is when the things have happened and they build an altar to thank God for what happened.
再进一步从感恩带出来的一个尾声，一个感谢，一个尾声。
And from gratefulness, from thankfulness, they go into the commitment to the Lord.
愿意与神有更多的交通，有更多的连接，更多的 fellowship.
They want to have more communications, more connection, and more fellowship with God.
因为常常在圣经里面讲到谁筑了一座坛以后，后面会加常常会加一句说他就求告耶和华的名。
Many times in the Bible, when after they build an altar, then it will also say that after that they call upon the name of the Lord.
讲到这个坛就是我们一个求告神的一个地方。
So when they mention the altar, this is also a place where they call upon the name of the Lord.
也代表了神在我们心中的一个崇高的地位，就是一个好像一个坛的这个东西。
It also represents the position of God in your heart.
那我们知道，那是在旧约的时候是有外面的一些代表。
In the Old Testament, we know an altar represents something.
那我们来看一下，在新约的时候呢，其实我们神借着圣灵已经住在我们的心里面。
But let's take a look in the New Testament, because in the New Testament that God has already lived within our heart.
所以我们的敬拜是心灵跟诚实，我们在灵里面，我们在心里面真实有一个坛祭坛。
So our worship is really through our heart and our mind.
我们可以来看一下，在旧约的时候他们的筑坛是什么样的状况。
Let's look at also the Old Testament. How do they build altar?
我们来看到创世纪八章二十节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 8.
好，我们一同来念好吗？挪亚，
Let's read it together.
咱们谈的挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。再考大家一个问题。
I'll give you another question.
圣经当中什么时候第一次谈到筑坛？
When did Bible first mention building an altar?
有没有人不知道？
Is there anybody who doesn't know?
就是这里。
It's right here.
当挪亚洪水出来的时候，他感恩，他献祭。
When the flood subsided, and this is when Noah came out of the ark and also built an altar.
他就筑了一座坛，然后把洁净的东西。有人说 that's why 洁净要七对啊，因为有的马上要献祭用，所以他献神为燔祭。
So this is where Noah after the flood that he came out and built an altar and sacrificed to the God.
表示一个感恩，当他看到彩虹在天上出现的时候，他又看到所有的人地上有生物有气息的全部死掉，只剩下他一家八口，那个感恩大不大？大。
When he saw the rainbows, and then he also understand like everything, every other living thing on the world has gone except for his family and all those in the ark. His heart was full of thankfulness.
所以这是挪亚对神的感恩，他献祭啊，把筑坛，然后在那边求告耶和华的名。
So Noah built the altar to thank God for his salvation.
我们再看到亚伯拉罕，他也筑坛。
Let's look at Abraham. He also built an altar.
亚伯拉罕可以说是一个筑坛专家。
We can say he's an expert of building altars.
他走到哪里就坛就筑到哪里。
He built altars everywhere he goes.
当他从他的老家出来的时候
，When he left his old place,
他在那个哈兰呢、啊，这个上面，在腓欧约翰的上面，在那边耽搁了。
So he was detained in Haran.
Haran. 然后他就下到，最后就下到迦南地。
And then, at the end, he went to Canaan.
在示剑。
At Shechem.
在那边，神就向耶华，神就向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
他说：“我要把这个地赐给你和后裔。”
I want to give this land to you and your offspring.
因为圣经上面讲，亚伯拉罕出哈兰的时候年纪75岁。
Because we know that Abram was 75 when he left his old house.
大家知道75岁的人当听到说我要赐给你的后裔两个字的时候，他眼睛会张开一下。
We know that when we mention to a person who's 75 year old that you're going to have offspring, I think it will open his eyes.
那既然是出于神的话，我就相信，我就顺服，他就筑了一座坛。
But he believed in God's word. He built him an altar.
献上感恩。
And he gave his thankfulness.
神这么的爱他，
because God so loved him.
带他到这个地方来，
took him to this new place.
然后把这个地方要赐给我的还没有看见的孩子们。
And God is going to give that place to the children that he or the child that he has not seen yet.
这是一个应许啊。
This is a promise.
我说一石二鸟的应许啊。
This is a one stone that kills two birds kind of promise.
第一个，他会得到这个地。
First of all, he's going to get the land.
第二个，他会得到他的孩子。
And the second thing, he's going to have a child.
好美的应许。
It's a beautiful promise.
所以他要筑坛。
So he's going to build an altar.
后来他搬到伯特利，搬到爱，他都筑坛。
So when he moved to Bethel and when he moved to Ai, he also built altars.
一直到后面有一次，他跟他的侄子罗德两个人要分开的时候。
Until that one time that he was going to separate with his nephew Lot.
这亚伯拉罕就让罗德就先选了，你要去哪边
？And Abraham let Lot choose what he wanted first.
所以罗德就选了约旦河最棒的地方。
So Lot chose the best parcels from the River Jordan.
我相信亚伯拉罕虽然是很有风度，但是心里滋味可能也不是那么好受。
I think that even Abraham that was very gracious, but then I think he must have felt bad.
然后当他这样做了决定以后
，So after they make that decision,
神就向他显现。
And God appeared to him again.
他叫他举目向东西南北观看。
God told him to look beyond and look to the right and the left.
凡所看见的都要赐给你跟你的后裔。
Whatever he saw at the time was going to be given to him and his offspring.
这不是新鲜的话，因为早就讲了，这个地是我们的，然后我会有孩子，这个都不是新的。
This is not something new because it's already promised.
新的是下面一句话。
But the new promise is. That's what's going to follow.
你的后裔要像天上的，要像地下的尘沙那么多。
The promise was that your offspring will be as much as the stars in the sky.
他是那个时候根本没有孩子。
He didn't have any child at that time.
所以这是更大的应许。
This is a bigger promise.
他就到后来就到希伯伦，搬到希伯伦，在那边就筑坛。
And after that, he moved to Hebron and built an altar at Hebron.
为了感恩。
Also to give his gratitude.
也为了敬拜神。
To worship God.
所以他的儿子也不差。
So his son was pretty good too.
以撒他在这个跟基拉尔的牧人呢，也是在那边蒸东西，蒸什么？蒸那个井啊，因为以撒挖了一个井，那个基拉尔的牧人就来把这个井就抢走。
His son Isaac, when he was going places, he also fight with the shepherds in Gera because they need water. They were all fighting for the wells.
所以连续两次把他的井抢走。
Like for two times, those shepherds took his son's wells away.
后来到第三次，他挖的又得到了水。
The third time, when Isaac got the well,
他们就不来抢了。
The shepherds at Gera, they did not take it away from him.
所以这是一个以撒一个谦让的一个很难得的一个性格。
This is Isaac's special character that he was willing to give things to people.
当事情 settle 以后，神又向他显现。
So when everything was settled, that God appeared to him again.
他说：“我要与你同在，赐福于你。”
He said, "I'm going to be with you and give grace to you."
而且为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故呢，让你的后裔也要繁多。
And because the sake of my servant Abraham, I want your offspring to multiply as well.
我要与你同在，赐福于你。这句话，如果今天弟兄姐妹祷告，天天在用。
He says that I will be with you and I will bless you. This is something that we use every day.
但是今天神想显现，向你显现，我与你同在，我赐福于你，你有没有吓一大跳？
But this time it's God appeared to him and says that I am with you and I will bless you.
所以以撒怎么办？
So what does Isaac do?
他就筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
So he built an altar and called upon the name of the Lord.
一直到他的儿子第三代。
Until Abraham's the third generation.
雅各他也喜欢筑坛。
Jacob, he also built altars.
在跟哥哥以扫会面以后平安，他筑坛。
After that, he met with Esau. He also built an altar.
因为他能够，他原来想说命都不知道保得住保不住，而没想到以扫居然宽宏大量饶恕他，好感恩，他就筑坛。
Because he didn't know that if he was going to be saved from his brother Esau, but after that he was saved, so he built an altar to thank God.
他也在伯特利筑坛。
He also built an altar in Bethel.
来回应神的一个应许。
To return his gratitude to God.
同样的应许告诉他后裔要像尘沙那样子的多。
And God also gave him the same promise that his offspring will multiply, will be like the dust.
然后讲到万族要因你的后裔得福，与你同在，保守你。
And all peoples from the world will be blessed through his through him.
这是神对他的再次的显现。
This is God that appeared to him again.
他在伯特利，他说这是天的门。
He said in Bethel, he said this is the gate of the heaven.
这是神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
他在那边筑坛。
He built the altar over there.
所以我们发现亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各三个人都筑坛。
So we notice that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob they all built altars for God.
很有意思，我觉得我们中国人有一句话讲“龙生龙，凤生凤”。
Oh, there's a
老鼠的儿子会打洞，对。
There's a saying in Chinese that dragon bears dragon, phoenix bears phoenix, and then the offspring of red can also dig a hole.
所以你要你的儿子敬拜神 ，you better 敬拜神。
So if you want your son to worship Lord, you better worship Lord yourself.
你要你的神，你要你的儿子筑坛，你 better 筑坛。
If you want your son to build an altar, you better know how to build an altar yourself.
你要你的孩子考 A, 你 better 先考 A.
If you want your child to have A's, you better get an A yourself first.
我以前听过故事，一个孩子就问他爸爸说：“你为什么老是叫我考 A？”
I remember there was a story about a son and asked his dad that, "Why do you always want me to get an A?"
因为你自己以前没有 A 啊。
But you never got A's before.
他爸爸回答说
But the dad answered,
因为我爸爸叫我考 A, 所以我叫你考 A.
Because my dad told me to get A, so I have to tell you to get A's.
所以我们要让我们的孩子进前，我们这是一个筑坛，我们自己先要开始筑坛。
So if we want our children to be holy, people, we need to be holy people ourselves first.
所以我们讲到全家第一个概念，第二个概念我们讲到筑坛，就是跟神献感恩，表示我们的 dedication， 表示我们对神的一个愿意跟他的 fellowship 的关系。
So we talk about the first concept, the whole family, and we talk about building an altar. So we want to build an altar to thank God, to worship Him.
所以我们第三个部分就是把这两个东西连在一起加起来。
So the third concept is we're going to combine this first two concepts and into the third one.
就讲到一个家庭的祭坛。
And this is what we talk about, the family altar.
这个东西不是新东西。
This is not something new.
这东西从自古以来就有的。
It has existed from a long time ago.
我们今天只是要复古一下，就是回到我们原来的样子，知道神的心意在哪里。
This is just something we want to turn back to.To go back to before.
大家可以发现我们每一天 day in day out 我们就是这样忙来忙去孩子们忙大人忙大人的小孩子忙小孩子大人还要帮小孩子忙小孩子很多很多的事情
If we look at our lives these days that we're always busy with our own things our kids are busy with their own schedule and we also have our own very hectic schedules
所以我们发现这当中很多很多亲子的关系出了问题
So sometimes we notice that there's a lot of problems thatHappens between the two generations.
所以现在常常就有人提醒我们说，哦，你要教孩子，你一定要有 quality time.
So nowadays we say when you teach children, you want to tell them to have quality time.
现在的问题是我们常常是有 quality 没有 time.
But a lot of times we have quality, but we don't have time.
更糟的是我有 time, 但是没有 quality.
And a lot of times, or sometimes we have time, but we do not have the quality.
所以孩子遇到妈妈遇到爸爸就遇到爸爸妈妈就是说我爸爸妈妈很爱我，但是他没有时间管我。
So sometimes you hear children say that my parents love me, but they don't have time to teach me.
或者另外一种有 time 没有 quality， 就是他天天烦我，烦到我都不知道怎么办。
And the other situation would be that my parents always nag me to the point I do not know what to do.
所以很多人大高中毕业以后，他选学校，他要选的远远的，最好是外州。
So a lot of people when they graduate from high school, they want to choose school that's far away.
越远越好。
The further the better.
所以我们全家有没有一起的时间是在一起神的面前我们一起来敬拜一起来 fellowship.
So, do we have time as a family to worship, to get together before God?
这是一个很重要的一个时刻就是在神的在主的里面我们来 fellowship. 我常常讲这个叫做家人团契。
This is a very important time that we spend together as a family and as a family fellowship.
因为你去查考圣经，你发现以色列人他们就有献年祭的这种习惯。
If we study the Bible, we notice that there's an annual sacrifice that the Jewish people do.
其实就是献上一种平安祭。
What they do is they offer a peace offering.
当撒母耳他的爸爸他没有生的时候，上次我们有在主日有人分享，就是撒母耳的爸爸还有他的妈妈，他们一起。常常就是要上示罗去献祭。
We remember that Samuel with his father and his mother, they always went up to Shiloh to offer peace offerings.
所以他们献祭的时候就是献平安祭。
When they give the sacrifice, it's a peace offering.
只有圣经里面有五个祭，只有平安祭是人你献的人可以吃到他一点肉的。
There are five offerings in the Bible, and only the peace offering.The sacrifice that people bring can be eaten by people.
当这个祭牲被杀掉以后，油还有腰子，就是那个 kidney 哈，还有那个肥尾巴归上帝。
So when this particular offering that when the sacrifice is killed, the fat, the kidney, and then the fat tail is given to God.
还有摇祭跟举祭，大家还记不记得哈？就是所摇的胸，所举的腿，胸就是。那个胸哈，寄生的胸摇一摇，不是使用前摇一摇啊。我们看过笑话，使用不是那个摇是什么，在那边摇一摇，把胸那个寄生的胸摇一摇。
The other offering with the torso of the sacrifice that you're supposed to they shake it around.
然后举腿不是叫你把腿举起来，是把寄生的腿拿来举。
But you also use the sacrifice the legs and to raise it up.
举在那个神的面前，好像是献给他的意思。
To raise it up in front of the Lord and give it to the God.
剩下的全部的东西，人都可以吃。
And the rest of the sacrifice can be eaten by people.
而且他不只是要你一个人吃，你全家都来吃。
It's not only to the people who gave the sacrifice, but to the whole family.
所以在平安祭里面，就是讲到神跟人的 fellowship。
So in peace offering, what they talk about is the fellowship between God and people.
献其他的祭，你是看到神在吃，你都没有在吃。
And in other offerings, only God can take the sacrifice.
都献给神了。
It's all given to God.
但是只有平安祭，神要跟人一起 fellowship.
Only in peace offering that God and people will enjoy the sacrifice.
所以神吃他的肥尾巴，你就吃剩下大的。
So God would eat the fat tail, and you would eat the better part of the rest of the meat.
重点是我们大家在同席吃饭的 fellowship.
But the emphasis is that everybody is together at the meal.
所以还要你的家人全家一起来吃。
And it has to be with your whole family.
讲到不只是这个献祭的人跟神的 fellowship， 也讲到这个献祭的人全家的一个 fellowship.
This is not only an offering between God and the person who gave sacrifice, but with the whole family that he brought along with him.
也就是在神的面前全家人的一个 fellowship.
So this is a fellowship with the whole family in front of God.
所以在这个 fellowship 当中，我们可以做很多的事情。
So in this particular fellowship, there are many things that we can do.
因为在献平安祭的时候，当时多半就是为了感恩，再不然就是为了还愿，都是好事情。
So in peace offering, usually the purpose is to give thanks.
所以在这当中，我们谈的都是谈神的恩典。
So all the things that they talk about would be the grace and.
谈到神怎么样在我们当中行了大事，我们献上感恩。
They talk about what God has done among them.
绝对不会有人在这个时候教训他的儿子。
People do not discipline their children at this time.
或者问他功课写好没有。
And they do not ask if you completed.
因为那不是重点。
Because that's not the point.
重点是把他的心思意念摆在神面前，大家来 fellowship 一起感恩。
The point is to bring everyone focus on God and to give thanksgiving.
所以当耶稣他们在耶稣的时代一样，他的耶稣的爸爸妈妈也是有就是会带到一起全家在逾越节的时候到圣殿去。
So in Jesus' time it's the same thing. His parents also brought him to the temple when it was Passover time.
一直到了今天，圣殿已经没有了。
Up until today that we don't see the temples anymore.
但是以色列人把这个传统还保持住。
But the Israelites still keep this tradition.
所以他们在逾越节每年过逾越节的时候，他们全家会在一起吃那顿很重要的逾越节晚餐。
So whenever the Passover festival is upon them, they will still have that festival or that feast in the family.
他们在那个晚餐里面，他们会数算神过去带领以色列人出埃及各样的恩典。
And during that feast, they will remember all the things that God has done for them.
然后把这样子的恩典传给他的子子孙孙，借着这样子每年一次的聚会。
And they will pass on all these great things that God has done for them to their children and children's children.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
要全家集合在一起。
He wants the whole family to be together.
在他的面前。
In front of him.
跟他 fellowship.
And fellowship with him.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们从神那边都有这样子的一个美好的一个 plan.
Every one of us all have a very good plan from God.
这个 plan 这个计划是给我们全家的一个计划。
From God's purpose, this is for our whole family.
这应该是经常性的一件很 regular 的事情。
This should be something that happens all the time.
所以我们每一个家庭，我们都要来开始想这件事情。我们家有没有一个所谓的家庭祭坛或者家庭礼拜？
So every family here, we should all think about a family altar or a family altar time.
不只在这个当中，我们一起敬拜我们的神。
Not only we worship God together at this time.
而且我们跟孩子之间，我们夫妻之间，我们有一个真实主里的 fellowship.
But also at this time, we can also have a fellowship with our spouse and our children.
甚至互相的祷告。
And also we can pray for each other.
互相的代求。
And we can intercede for each other.
在主里面能够经历神让我们全家的带领，有时候我们会遇见家庭的一些困难。
We can experience God's grace together.
我们家庭祭坛都是一个最好大家来彼此代祷的时间。
And this is the best time that we can pray for each other if anyone has any trouble.
怎么做呢？
How do we do it?
我们这边有一个 slide 哈。
Here's a slide.
第一件事情我们要想到的哈。就是你在哪里
？The first thing that we would think about is where do you do this?
And 什么时间
？And what time?
有的人他说开，有的家庭是可以天天。
Some people say we can do it every day.
有的人是每一个礼拜一次。
And some people say we can do it once a week.
或许有的家一个月一次。
And some family may say we can do it once a month.
重点不是多久一次。
The emphasis is not on the frequency.
重点是一次多久。
The important thing is how long do you do it?
你不需要把你的家庭礼祭坛、家庭礼拜变成像教会的祷告会。
You do not have to change the family altar to like a prayer meeting at church.
三十分钟一个家庭礼拜时间，三十分钟就够了。
30 minutes is pretty is plenty.
相信我，因为我们家每个人都祷告就很久啊。
Like in our family, if each one of us prays, it takes a while.
你们家如果只有一个小孩、两个小孩的话，你们应该不会用到三十分钟。
If you have one or two children, it doesn't take.
因为我们家大概二十分钟到三十分钟差不多了。
But for my family, it takes about 20 to 30 minutes.
还有就是多 多久都不重要，但是你要 constant 要去做，这个很重要。
It doesn't matter how long the family altar is, but how often you can do it.
所以多久一次也不是重点，重点是你能够持续多久。
And so the emphasis that how long can you keep this up?
我们不要好像做两天就停了，就是你选择你合宜的一个 frequency 哈，一个你要一个月一次 ，it's okay， 你就是固定不要断，就是一个月一次，或者一个礼拜一次。
So the critical thing is that you're able to do this on a constant basis.
我的建议是说，你至少你们家可以一个礼拜一次。
My suggestion is that at least once a week for every family.
要不的话，你一路死掉的话，如果你一个月一次，你就两个月没有，那个是太长了。
And so if it's once a month, and if you forget once, and then that's like every 2 months, it's a little long.
所以标准不要定得太高，你就短短的时间，然后呢，有一个这样子的机会开始。
So you don't want to set a very high goal, but you want to be able, you set up a goal with something you can start first.
然后最好是定下时间。
And so you want to set an exact time.
所以每个礼拜一次的话，你就定好哪一天。
If it's once a week, then you set up the time as far as when exactly.
我们在教会的话，通常很多的会比较喜欢在礼拜天晚上，因为比较大家比较轻松了。
A lot of people in the church like to do it like on Sunday evening.
而且要准备重新充电，面对那个叫做 Monday Blue.
And because it's also the good time to prepare yourself for Monday.
所以时间我们把它定下来。
So let's set up the time.
那地点的话呢，你最好也不要太随便乱换哈。
And it's better not to change the location all the time either.
但是如果没有合一的地点，你就在那个合一的时间里面做那个做家庭礼拜也是可以。
But if you don't have a place that you think is most appropriate, just do it at that time.
就像最近我们家的家庭礼拜常常是在车子上面。
So many times recently that our family altar is actually occurring in our car.
在车子上面能做什么呢
？What do we do in the car?
什么也不能做。
We cannot do anything.
家庭礼拜。
So we do family altar time.
这是一个很好的，因为谁也不能跑。
Because this is good because nobody can escape from the car.
不然你就回不了家了。
Otherwise you cannot go home.
所以在一个时间跟地点你先决定。
So we decide upon a time and a location.
它就是一个接下来第二个考虑的就是要参与。
And the second thing is participation.
我讲过了，是每一个全家的，所以每一个人都要在这里面。
So we're saying that this is a whole family, so everyone in the family has to participate.
即使你那个小 baby, 我们现在没有哈，就即使是他不会讲话的人，也要在里面。
Even though it's a baby, he doesn't talk, but he needs to be part of it.
因为他会看，他从小就会知道。
Because he can see, he can observe.
全家人。
The whole family together.
然后呢，不要聊天。
It's not a time to just talk.
因为我的经验是，如果这个没有掌握一下的话，马上就开始聊到哪里去了。
Because my experience that if you don't control the topic, then it just wanders off.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
气氛。
Atmosphere.
我刚刚讲过，这是一个欢乐的气氛，像现这个平安祭年祭一样。
Remember, this is a joyous time. It's like the time when you give peace offering.
所以我们在这个当中，我们建立的是一个温暖的环境。
So during this time, you should have a warm atmosphere.
你可以鼓励你的孩子来分享他心里面的一些沮丧、难过。
One can encourage a child to share the experience.
而让他知道我们都接纳。
You would accept whatever they say.
然后我们会尝试鼓励他。
We will encourage.
千万不要定罪。
Do not judge.
也不要说教。
And do not lecture.
也不要管教。
And do not teach or discipline.
这个时候你跟他是弟兄姐妹的关系啊。
At this time, you're brothers and sisters.
因为我们在 fellowship.
Because we're in a fellowship.
所以在这当中，让他们觉得这是一个有意思的地方。
So at this time, that you want everybody to feel comfortable.
这是一个有趣的一个事情。
This is a fun time for everyone.
气氛非常的重要。
Atmosphere is critical.
因为我以前听过有的爸爸非常的 rigid， 他就是家庭礼拜大家坐好，然后开始读圣经，然后完了以后，那第二次都没有要来了。
I remember there's a dad who's very rigid, so he holds a family altar time. You start with reading the Bible, and everybody was there, and so there was no second time.
然后做不好的话呢，可能就拿棍子来，你还不做好吗
？If you don't sit straight or sit tight, then he would take out the rod and trying to discipline.
所以这不是一个真正的气氛。
But this is not the atmosphere that we're after.
我们要 create 一个气氛。第四个事情就是要 be creative.
The fourth thing is we want to be creative.
有创意。
To be creative.
就是在这个当中，我们不见得每次都是这样的程序，我们可以有很大的变化。
We don't have to do the same thing every time. We can be creative in our ways of doing this fellowship.
你可以随着圣灵的感动，听圣灵的智慧的这个感动，然后给你一个特别的一个安排。
You can follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and do the things at the time.
有一次我们家的家庭礼拜就是到外面去晚上吃饭。
I remember one time our family altar would just go out to eat.
我们就在饭桌上家庭礼拜。
And we had our family altar at the dinner table.
所以这也是一个不同的做法。
It's a different way of doing this.
所以大家可以想到不同的做法。
So we can think of different ways of worshiping, fellowship.
如果你们家家庭礼拜每一次都是在外面这个吃饭的时候。
But if your family altar is always happening during the mealtime,
你的孩子会爱死家庭礼拜。
Then your children would love this family altar time.
因为家庭礼拜 means 出去吃饭。
Because it means that its family altar is always having going out.
所以怎么样来做到我们的孩子，我们大家都很愿意，很花时间，因为这个东西要 keep 长久，一定要做到大家都很喜欢。
So we need to be creative in the ways that so that our children would like this time.
好，我们接下来看怎么做呢？程序上面。
So how do we do it in terms of procedures?
这只是一个大概，不是一定是这样，大家可以随意。
This is a suggestion, it's not a must.
我们最好有一个开始的时候唱个诗歌，简单的诗歌。
In the beginning, it's good to have singing.
所以我们不需要说把如果你要的话也可以，但是我们是没有诗本的，我们就是唱我们会唱的诗歌。
So we don't use books or anything, we just sing the songs that we remember, we know how to sing.
然后接下来我们有可能会读一点圣经或者什么。
And then after that, we probably read a few verses.
如果你们全家都没有一起灵修的机会，这个时候是你灵修的机会。
If you don't have any chance to have family devotions, this is a great time.
一点点神的话语。
A little bit of God's words.
如果你全家已经有灵修的
，But if you have a family devotion time,
这个地方你都可以很快的省略掉。
And you can probably skip forward this particular step.
然后也许背一两句经文就可以。
Or maybe memorize a couple of verses.
重点是说我们最后一个个人分享，这是真正的重点。
But the key is the sharing of everyone.
我们会问他们三件事情。
We will probably ask them three things.
这是我们家每一次一定会问的。
The three things that my family would ask.
我们从小到大开始分享。
From the little ones to the oldest one.
第一件事情，什么是最近你高兴的事情，这个礼拜。
What's a happy thing happened to you this week?
你可以发现他们的答案呢，都一样。
You'll notice that they have all the same answers.
孩子大一点就才开始不一样。
When it goes to the older one, it varies a little bit.
我们小朋友啊，这个大概十岁以前呢，他的答案都是一个。
Kids that's under 10, they always have one answer.
高兴的事情就是去教会。
They're very happy that they go to church.
因为他们只记得这天发生这个事情，之前的已经不记得了。
Because they only remember these things.
他只能分享今天的事情，就是去教会最高兴。
They can only share the things that happened today.
然后呢，我们就再问第二个问题。
Then we ask the second question.
什么是有没有什么难过的事情
？What is the sad thing that happened?
难过的事情通常都是刚刚发生的事情。
Usually the sad thing is something that just happened.
他的东西又被谁拿了啦？就是刚刚发生的，这都是今天，然后可能是下午的事情。
And somebody took his stuff, and usually that would happen very recently, maybe this afternoon.
我觉得是神的恩典啊，神让孩子们把不愉快都忘得很快。
I think this is also the grace from God that kids always forget unhappy things very fast.
你说我们大人记得很久，那小朋友都早就忘掉了。
But sometimes it stays with us longer, but with kids they forget things very quickly.
所以第三件事情，我们再会问他说，有没有什么需要我们祷告的
？And the third thing is we ask that is there anything that we can pray for you?
他们一定有。
They always do.
By default, 他们就有两个。
They always have two things.
第一个就是不要戴眼镜。
The first thing is they do not want to wear glasses.
第二个就是不要矫正牙齿。
The second thing is they do not want to go to orthodontist.
每一次一定有这两个。
So this is two prayer requests that we always get.
然后呢，接下来还有其他的才会再讲，偶尔会讲其他的。
And then we get other requests sometimes.
我就觉得这个很，你大人会觉得蛮 boring 的，为什么每次都只有眼睛跟牙齿
？So sometimes we feel like this is like so monotonous. It's only teeth and eyes.
但是大家要回想一下，当你做孩子的时候，你能讲出什么很伟大的代祷事项吗
？But if we reflect back that what other noble prayer request that we can have.
可是当它时间慢慢过去的时候，你会发现说，哎，好像他们的东西越来越多起来了。
But as times go by, you will start to notice that the things that they talk about will be increasing as well.
偶尔的时候，也许会为八号提案来祷告一下。
Sometimes they would pray for proposition.
好像他们就开始成长了。
They start to grow.
所以这是一个 set up 一个 platform, 一个舞台，好，一个祭坛的一个时空。
So this is like a platform, a stage for the family altar.
你 lay out 好了这个 foundation, 当他们年纪慢慢长大的时候，你就发现越来越 rich, 越来越 rich, 这个东西就成型了。
So when you laid a good foundation, in the future that you will find out that the conversation will become richer and richer.
等到孩子都很大了，你再把他们抓回来家庭里边就很难了。
So especially when they grow up, if you want to take them back to a family altar, it may be a little bit more difficult.
因为他们一开始就有个概念，跟大人在一起是很 boring 的事情。
Because they would have a preset that it's kind of boring to be with adults.
所以这是一个家庭的，如果把它做成一个家庭的一个传统，或者像 heritage 这种概念。
So this is, you can treat it as a family tradition or a family heritage that you can keep.
所以我们要就是固定下来哈，固定下来。
So we want it to happen constantly.
然后保持它的一个弹性跟它的趣味性。
And we want to keep it flexible and then fun.
同时也在这个当中不要忘了是敬拜上帝，所以大家的核心祷告是一定要有。
So this is a time, we want to remember this is a time that we worship God, so we want to have a unity in mind and heart as well.
最重要就是唱一点诗歌，然后后面有祷告，中间呢，大家就可以照着自己的去做。
Then we can sing in the beginning and also to pray at the end, and then we can vary a little bit in between.
所以这个孩子长大以后，他就能够有印象，我们家从小就有这样子的一件事情，是很美的。
So when the children grow up, they will have in their memory that this is a family tradition that we have.
我从小到大成长的过程当中，我但想不太起来我们家什么时候这样坐下来，好像想起来就只有一次哈，就是我们搬了一次家，然后第一次自己买了房子，我们大家好像我爸爸就很慎重的坐下来，我们大家开家庭会议。
I remember as I grew up that I don't remember that we really the whole family sit down formally to discuss something. Except that one time that we bought our own house and my dad set us down.
但是在那当中我没有很 enjoy, 就是知道说要只是要听一些那个 rule, 新的家有新的 rule.
So I remember I didn't enjoy much, I just remember that because it's a new house, we had new house rules.
如果我们能够 create 一个环境 ,create 一个每一个礼拜或者是每一天，如果你能做更好的一个至少一个礼拜这样子的一个聚集，让他从小到大他就记住我们家是有 quality time,两个都有的这样子的一个聚会。
So we just want to encourage everyone to create an environment, a tradition that all your family can remember that you have a time, a quality time together.
意思让他们长大离开家里以后，成为他们一生的一个记忆。
So when they grow up, when they leave your household, this will be something that they will remember for a long time.
弟兄姐妹，我们能给孩子的东西真的是不多。
Brothers and sisters, there's very few things that we can give it to our children.
如果我们能够给他几件事情，让他记住一辈子，回味无穷，值得了。
If you want to give them something to remember for their life, it's really worth it.
我们这个礼拜是第四个礼拜，接下来是第五个礼拜，是所谓见证礼拜。
Today is the fourth Sunday of this month, so next week would be the week of testimonies.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹，在这个一个礼拜里面，你找一个时间，你来试一次。
And I want to encourage all of you during the next week to try at least once.
我们当中有的孩子比较大，或者甚至孩子不在家，没有关系。家里多少人，就是多少的家庭礼拜的人在一起。
Some of us have older children, and so or some children are not home. It doesn't matter how many people are there in the family. So let's just try to do this.
看看神怎么样在家庭礼拜里面，让我们能够凝聚家里面的一个感情，能够一起在神的面前 fellowship。
Let's experience the grace that God can pour upon our family as we unite at the family altar time.
所以我们下个礼拜见证的时候，如果有人愿意做这个见证，也很美。
So next week, if anyone would share us their testimony on this particular topic, that would be wonderful.
当然，其他还有许许多多见证。我知道我们最近发生了许许在教会里面许许多多人被兴起来，那都欢迎大家有这样子的一个见证。
I know there are many other things that people like they're revived and there are many things that that they want to share and we encourage that as well.
好，所以我们接下来我们就来祷告，求神给我们力量，让我们能够 啊，真的把这个事情当做一个事情，让我们的家能够有一个新的啊一个 quality 的一个时间。
So now, like we want to pray together, and we want everybody to remember that this is something that we really encourage every family to have.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们要来赞美你，主啊，因为你是我们一生的原因，你也是我们一生的目标。你是初也是终，主啊，我们要在你的里面一生能够享受在你的里面。我们也要把我们的全家带在这一起，让我们全家有一个一同敬拜。一同分享一同 fellowship 的时间，主耶稣，求你来帮助我们。很多的时候我们忙来忙去，非常的忙碌，但是我们就忽略了这一件很重要的一个家庭祭坛的工作，以至于把我们的全家，哦，好像约书亚所说，至于我和我家，我们必定要侍奉耶和华。让我们有这样子的一个团聚，让我们有这样子的一个彼此之间的 fellowship， 你也在我们的当中，一起我们大家来敬拜，好叫我们的家成为一个你所喜悦的家，给我们力量。当我们软弱的时候，让我们不灰心啊！当我们没有 idea 的时候，你就赐给我们 idea， 好叫我们的家能够建立起这样子的一个传统，一代延续一代，好叫你的心意得到满足。求你来帮助我们，我们这样子祷告感恩，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。好，我们来唱《我们成为一家人》。我实在找不到更好的歌，相信我，我找了两个小时哈，我说这个家庭的歌有没有好合意的？没有。所以我们盼望我们当中，如果你有作曲恩赐的话，你只要写的话，人家一定唱，因为找不到。我们来成为一家人，我们一起来唱。
我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣，成为神儿女。
我们成为一家人，
我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣，成为神国的子民。因着耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明，因着耶稣同享复活的生命，
同享
生命的喜悦，同在主爱中连结，因着耶稣同受丰盛的产业。
第一节，
我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣，成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣，成为神国的子民。
耶稣的洁净，
耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明，因着耶稣同享复活的生命，同享生命的喜悦，同在主爱中连结，因着耶稣同受丰盛的产业。
这个诗歌虽然是我们成为一家人，写的目的是为了教会全部是一家人，但是呢，我们今天在这个时刻我们在唱的时候，把你的脑筋 picture 一下，这个成为一家人是神把孩子给你，妻子太太给你，成为一家人，在这里面我们成为神的儿女，一同来敬拜，一同得洁净，一同享受复活的生命，好吧？把你的家人放在你的脑子里面来唱这首歌。好，我们成为一家人，
我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣，成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣，成为神国的子民。因着耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明，因着耶稣同享复活的生命，同享生命的喜悦，同在主爱中连结，因着耶稣同受丰盛的产业。
因着耶稣的洁净，
因着耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明， 凭着耶稣投降复活的生命，
同享
生命的喜悦，同在主爱中的结，凭着耶稣同受丰盛的产业。
主啊，照着你的应许赐给我们是丰盛的，全家丰盛的生命，是我们全家里面 rich 的那种爱，Rich 的那种恩慈， Rich 的那种荣耀，在我们每一个人的家里面，借着我们的家庭礼拜，这些都要彰显出来。它是一个舞台，是一个我们敬拜神的舞台，是一个我们分享神爱的一个舞台，哦，也是你在我们的哦这个世界上面让我们做见证的一个舞台。主耶稣，求你来使用我们每个家庭，在这个世上成为你的一个漂亮完美的见证。我们谢谢主耶稣，靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。Amen。 我们领受祝福。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们同在，从今直到永远。 Amen。